Now turn to section 3.
Section 3. In this section, you will hear two students discussing the idea of joining a learning circle. First, look at questions 21 to 30. Now listen to the discussion and answer questions 21 to 30.
What's the reason for the learning circle you've set up, Hamish?
Well, it wasn't my idea. The economics tutor suggested it, actually. He said that it's a good way to make sure you put in the time needed for a particular subject. But for me, well, I thought that studying in a group like that would give me some incentive to study. I really need a reason to learn, you know? Motivation, especially in economics.
Well, I guess study groups can give you discipline and motivation. They're both useful, but my biggest problem is that I'm finding economics quite difficult. I think I need extra help just to understand the material. A learning circle could help. I was thinking of even getting a private tutor.
Private tutors can be expensive. You're welcome to join us, and it won't cost you anything. Every week, we're going to begin the session with problems and questions from material that we've been given in the lecture. We want the learning circle to be practical and worthwhile, so that we all help each other to do well.
Do you think the others in the group would mind if I joined as well?
Of course not. There are only 5 of us, and you know us all.
Well, I've been researching some past exam papers, so I'd be happy to contribute those to the circle if I join.
One of the others suggested doing that too. He thought that we should try and identify any trends or common questions that were included in the past papers, and that way we could prepare a little better for the final exam.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. In fact, I've already started looking at last year's exams.
Great. We're also going to hold mock tutorials, so we can practice our presentations on a smaller group before we have to do the real thing.
I am so worried about that. I'm dreading that first presentation. I've never done any kind of public speaking before.
Well, you're not alone. I think we're all pretty nervous about it, but we're hoping that the mocks will give us all a bit of confidence for the real tutorial. We don't want the group to be competitive, just collaborative. You know, working together and helping each other.
It sounds like you've really thought the learning circle idea through. You seem well planned.
It's just that when we all met last week to discuss the idea, we all had a list of objectives. You know, what we wanted to get out of a learning circle. That made the planning quite easy. Look, why don't you come next week to our first circle and you can see if it's what you're looking for. If not, well, you won't have lost anything and you can always organise a tutor for yourself afterwards.
Yeah, I think I will. When and where are you going to meet?
Our inaugural meeting of the circle is on Thursday evening from 6 to 8 in Ryan Hall.
Okay, I'll be there.
We plan to talk about any material that we've had trouble with from the lecture first, and then we thought we'd talk about our individual learning styles. Even though we all know each other as friends, we thought that because it'll be our first time together as a study group, it might be useful.
I'm not exactly sure what my learning style is.
Give it some thought during the week and try to notice how you study. Some people summarise everything or rewrite lecture notes every week. Others like to highlight the important points or group similar bits of information together. People like me, well, I have to read material at least 3 times before I can really comprehend it.
Really? I'm a writer, I guess. I have to write everything down or I forget it straight away. I use the computer a lot.
See? You do know how you learn. You just had to think about it.
I'll bring the exam papers and the research that I've started.
We probably won't have time to look through them at our first meeting.
I'll bring them anyway, just in case. I think this learning circle idea is going to be a great success.